One of our colleagues here at the radio station was watching ABC News the other night, and they were profiling one of the Olympic figure skaters training out in Colorado. And he said, wait a minute, that's my elementary school friend, Eric Schultz, who's coaching her, and he's on the line with us right now. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's got to be a real thrill to watch your students do so well in the Olympics, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, all the kids seem to be performing pretty well, and hopefully we can see some good results here in the next few days as well.
That piece on ABC, by the way, who are you coaching there? Tell us a little bit more about who you've been involved with that are skating.
Sure. So the current kids that I actually work with are Mariah Nagasu, Vincent Joe, and I also have done some work with Alexa Kinnearum currently. And then there's probably about 10 or 15 other kids that I've been involved with in the past.
Let's back up a little bit and talk a little bit about how you got your start in figure skating. And, in fact, your success took you out of Michigan and out to Colorado.
That's true, yeah. So I got into it when I was 12, 13 years old. My sister was a figure skater. And in order for my sister to carry on with her discipline, she ended up moving out to Colorado. And so I ended up following her as well when we were about 15 years old.
And you competed as well. Tell us a little bit about your, you know, so once you
yep.
got out to Colorado.
Yeah. Sure. So I was a pair skater.
Yep.
It's the one where you lift the girls over your head. It's a very cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you get to meet a lot of people, certainly living out here in Colorado. And after my schooling was finished, I kind of worked my way through college as a bartender and working at a couple different restaurants. And then I got into teaching skating, and I kind of carried on since.
The method that you use is you have this sort of pulley system. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So that is a pretty cool setup because we get to kind of like turbocharge the athlete's rotational speed because you've got two things pulling against you. You've got gravity trying to pull you down, and then you've got centrifugal force that's trying to pull you apart. And so what we do is the athlete's sitting on a spinning device, and it's moving, and it can go pretty fast, up to, I think, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 turns a second. And when and then I lift the athlete, and then they try to get their feet together, get their tush tight, get their arms in, bring the right side through. And it's a very, very unique thing. Not all rinks have it. And we're lucky enough to have it at the Colorado Springs World Arena Ice Halls. So it's a great contraption, I think, to use and tool that every athlete that comes through there, they get to benefit from using.
How much more figure skating is left in the Olympics? I've kind of lost track as to where we're at.
Yeah,
now.
Sure. Yeah, sure. So we've got the free dance is up next. I think that's today. And then the women starts either tomorrow or the next day. So there's still quite a bit left. Certainly for us, we've got Mariah coming up here pretty soon. So it...
And she's phenomenal, you know, isn't she?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she is a great athlete to work with. I mean, to be honest, they're all wonderful to work with. I mean, I'm lucky enough to be in Colorado doing it. And she is just an absolute joy to be with, and all the kids, really. I mean, Vincent, you don't get to see athletes like that often. And those two are very, very special. Very special that, I mean, yeah, I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to work with them.
What does it take to compete at the level that they're competing at?
Yeah, so those, you know, the athletes, Mariah's been going at it for a long time. This is her second Olympics. She missed the 14 Olympics, and that's when she moved out to Colorado. And so, I mean, if you think about it, she's been at it for 8 years just in the Olympic cycle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of it's kind of a crazy thing that, I mean, she's been going at it since she was 16 at that level. But, you know, she's been going at it since, I don't know, she's probably 4, I would reckon. She's 24 now.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 20 years of a daily grind of, I mean, at her level, she doesn't really have to get up as early anymore. But, you know, there's going to be 3 or 4 sessions a day. She particularly does a lot of programs. more so than most kids, because that's just the way she is. She's pretty much she's very driven and pretty much a machine as to the kind of effort that she puts through. And then she's got a bunch of off-ice stuff as well. There's off-ice training, there's recovery, and then you get up and you do the whole thing over again.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
It's, oh my gosh, it's very amazing. And sometimes the athletes, once you get to a certain level, sometimes they get financial help, which is always a good thing. But I mean, Mariah, she's even worked for like the Av girls. I mean, just to kind of make some extra money to get herself, to get her in the position that she really wanted to be in. And it was great to see her actually pull through like that.
What is it about teaching, Eric, that you enjoy so much?
You know, I mean, well, for one, none of us are getting any younger. So
right.
I think we get to, you know, we get to, we're surrounded by a bunch of kids all day, every day. I mean, Mariah's an adult, but, you know, you're
a lot of youthful
energy.
It's
kind of fun to, oh, my gosh, a huge youthful energy. I think the satisfaction of being able to help kids through, you know, I mean, teaching individuals is a lot different than teaching team sports.
Yeah.
Because I help out with my son's soccer team, and, man, that is a completely different animal entirely. You'd think that I'd be able to kind of rock it out no matter what, but, man, when you're wrangling 10 kids instead of one kid,
yeah,
it's a
exactly.
different story. But, you know, I mean, I think then, too, I think what's really cool is there's a psychological advantage that coaches have, and we're trying to kind of feel out how the kid is behaving, how the athlete is. Are they nervous? Are they anxious? And they're able to kind of maneuver them through the jump or the, I mean, from my perspective, I do all the jumps. So I use a harness as well, a pole harness, where the athlete is on the other end of the harness and I'm skating with them all day, every day.
Yeah.
And they, I help them out. I help them get back on axis or if they're off axis. So I kind of, and I give them a little bit more airtime as well. So then they can kind of figure out what that feels like. And then they can start translating it on their own. Then I start doing less work. They start doing more work. And so, I mean, you know, when you kind of have that connection with the athlete, I mean, that's a pretty, I guess for lack of a better word, intimate type
Yeah.
relationship, because we're constantly, I mean, the kid has to trust me and I've got to trust the athlete that they're going to do their job. And if they're feeling tired, then we need to scale back. Or if they're really aggressive, then, you know, sometimes they get too aggressive and they do too much. Then they start rotating into a quad or something like that. And then I've got to do extra work. So it's, you know, it's a neat communication and it's a neat relationship with the athlete that we have.
And then ultimately,
Yeah, and then ultimately, and then hopefully they're successful at it. And then, I mean, my biggest goal is to kind of get released or kind of get canned from doing one jump, and then I get to move on to the next one. And that's the ultimate goal. So it's kind of a, you know, it's such a great, it's a fun thing to do. And to be honest, I never thought I'd be in it this long. But I've got three sons, and, you know, I got to make sure that they're doing good. So.
Sure. Yeah, and obviously you're still doing good because you're coaching Olympic level athletes. And how hard is it for you to watch, from halfway across the world, watching it on TV? You can't reach out and help or do it. Like, your job is done. Now you've just got to watch and hope for the best, right?
That's basically it. I mean, and ultimately, I mean, I trust that I've done my job to my fullest, and the athletes, they know that too. I mean, you know, I've texted Mariah a bit, and I've texted Vincent a bit, and even some of the other athletes. But, I mean, ultimately, they know what they're supposed to do. Yeah. These guys are so trained and so psychologically strong that, I mean, there is zero concern about them pulling through or not. I mean, I know that they're going to give it their all. And their coaches that are there with them, you know, I mean, we talk quite a bit as well, and they certainly, we're all very confident in that we've done our work and we've done our job.
Well, it's amazing work indeed, Eric. We'll be watching with extra insight, and we'll be following them along on their Olympic journey. And sure, it was fun talking to
you
this morning. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I appreciate it, man.
All right, you take care.
All right, have a good one, too.
Yeah, you too. Bye now.